Look, I'll tell you what. How about I drop this nice, shiny new £20 note on the bar by accident, and you go back to the council and you tell them my kitchen is sparkling clean. Oh, hello there. Hi. Come in, come in. Didn't see you there. How you doing? All right. You must be here for the pub quiz. Right, great. I'll tell you how it works. You grab yourself a pen and paper and you write your answers down. Once I've given you them answers, then it's the golden question and your chance to win yourself £25. But let's start at the beginning. Question number one, music. Now, regulars to the pub quiz will know that I do enjoy a good sing-along. But you know what? For this one, I'm going to keep it simple because I'm going to make this a little bit harder. So this one's a golden oldie, so it'll be for the mums and dads and maybe even grannies and grandpas, I don't know. Here's some lyrics. My mother was a tailor, she sewed my new blue jeans. My father was a gambling man down in New Orleans. It's a verse from which hit 60s song. Right, here come them ticks. Time's up. Question number two, history. According to ancient Greek mythology, what would happen if you looked a Gorgon in the eye? Don't you look at me in that tone of voice, Maureen. I didn't say a word. Maureen, start that clock. Maureen, stop the clock. Question number three, around the world. As of 2023, which European country has the highest life expectancy of anywhere in the world? And your time starts now. That's all the time you get, I'm afraid. Question number four, entertainment. Which long-running animated series has characters called Butters, Randy, Chef and Mr. Hanky? I hope you're ready because here comes the clock. Pens down, you're out of time. Bong. Question number five, sport. Who played in goal for England during the 1996 World Cup final, which, by the way, I don't know if you heard, we won. Here comes your thinking time, but be quick. Bong. Question number six, music. Green, Green Grass, Paradise and Shotgun are songs by which English singer-songwriter? Are you ready? Because here come them beeps. Did you get it? Hard luck if not, because you're out of time. Question number seven, history. What nationality was the philosopher and father of communism, Karl Marx? Start that clock. Stop that clock. Question number eight, food and drink. What food is referred to as jambon in France? And the old ticky timer starts now. That's it, that's it. Time is up. Question number nine, entertainment. Which Scottish engineer is generally credited with the invention of live television in 1927? Here comes the clock, but don't think too hard, you'll blow a gasket. If I could turn back time, but I can't, and it's run out. And question number 10, general knowledge. What art form is sometimes described as decorative handwriting? My handwriting's very decorative. You can't read it, but it looks pretty. That's it. No cheating. Your time is up. Don't forget to keep them shout-outs and questions coming in on Twitter at Pete Quiz. Right, I am delighted to tell you that I have a little shout-out for you. Hi, Pete, I've not heard many shout-outs lately. No, neither have I. Come on, folks, get them coming in. It's fun, right? So anyway, I thought I would request one. Please, can you give a big shout-out to my two cats? One is called Boots, he's 13, good innings, Boots, and the other is called Chicken, who is one. Thanks, Pete, from Katie Baxter. Well, thank you very much, Katie, for your slightly bizarre message. And of course, massive thank you to Boots and Chicken for doing the quiz. And even more so for writing in. So come on, folks, get those requests coming in on X at Pete Quiz, and I will be delighted to give you a mention. Right then, my lovelies, it's answers time. But just before I do that, just a quick reminder that we have now opened up the shout-outs to everyone. If you don't know what that means, it's very simple. If you get onto X, Twitter, and then you look for me at Pete Quiz and send me a little message, then I will read it out, and by some freakish miracle, you will then be able to hear my voice come out of a little box of plastic. I know, I don't know how it works, but it does. So get your comments, birthdays, anniversaries, whatever, get it into me and I'll read it out because we love doing it so much that we've now made it free for everyone. Right, here come your answers. Question number one, music. And this time, you bet your bottom dollar I'm gonna sing. My mother was a tailor. She sewed my new blue jeans. My father was a gambling man down in New Orleans. Obvious, isn't it? It's the house of the rising sun. Question number two, history. According to ancient Greek mythology, what would have happened if you looked a gorgon in the eye? You would be turned to stone, petrified, unable to move or speak. Love you, Maureen. Question number three, around the world. As of 2023, which European country has the highest life expectancy of anywhere in the world? The answer is Monaco, the Principality of Monaco, which, yes, is a European country, because I looked it up. All right. Life expectancy for men and women is 84 and 89 years, respectively. Question number four, entertainment. Which long-running animated series has characters called Butters, Randy, Chef, and Mr. Hanky, of course, the Christmas Pooh? It's South Park. Question number five, sport. Who played in goal for England during the 1966 World Cup final? That was Mr. Gordon Banks. Question number six, music. Green Green Grass, Paradise, and Shotgun are all songs by which English singer-songwriter is George Ezra. Question number seven, history. What nationality was the philosopher and father of communism, Karl Marx? He was German. Question number eight, food and drink. Which food is referred to as jambon in France? It's ham. And actually, French people, ham sounds much better than jambon. But then I would say that, wouldn't I? Question number nine, entertainment. Which Scottish engineer is generally credited with the invention of live television in 1927? That is John Logie Baird. Although, as is often the case with these things, it's not exactly clear. He was the first one to do it live. But, like, you could say that Paul Nipkow was the first in 1884 to send a signal through wires. But, you know, it's my quiz. It's John Logie Baird. All right. Question number 10, general knowledge. Which art form is sometimes described as decorative handwriting? That is calligraphy. Right. Are you ready? I hope so, because here comes your golden question for this week and your chance to win yourself 25 quid. Listen up carefully, and if you know the answer, by all means, shout at the top of your lungs because your little assistant thingy will need to hear you. If you're listening on the podcast version, it's not as exciting. You just have to click on the link in the show notes below the, you know, the episode. But, you know, well, let's do the question anyway. Come on, blimey. Which comedian and actor is known for his characters Ali G, Bruno and Borat? Do you know that answer? Oh, it's very nice. Sorry. Anyway, you'll get a notification in the app with your digital assistant thingy around about now. Click on that, get yourself in there, and you could be laughing all your way to Arthur Deliveroo. Good luck, everyone.